actual store. That is now the city complex. But the owner of all of it was our neighbor across the street, Mr. Charlie, and his son inherited and ran the funeral home for years until it was sold.
How about, we talked a little bit about changes in weddings. How have funerals changed?
They have changed in some ways. Of course, you know the old-timey way is to take the body in to the church, open it, let everybody see. And when my husband died, I did not do that. I chose to have the service and to have his body left. And a lot of people are doing that now. In some ways, I consider that it's maybe an unkind word, but heathenish to open the body and let people parade around. But that's up to the individual family as to what they would do. I chose not to do that, and my husband would have chosen the same thing. He would have wanted it to be the way I had.
But even for the church, though, Bo, and I think you'll bear me out here, the people would have the casket in the home, in the living room.
To start with, of course.
Just open for several days for people to come by to view.
I remember my granddaddy laying in the bed. In the bedroom,
well,
and
even,
I was
even still does that downtown.
Yeah, and I mean that is a memory I have of him, not of living, but laying dead in that bed in their bedroom.
See,
I remember that. We have come
that
a
has
long
changed
way.
Radically.
We have come a long way in some ways.
What do you think some of the differences are between Roswell and Atlanta?
I think Roswell is higher type, and I think we have we've had two very good mayors. Of course, Pug Mayory was mayor for so long, and he made some wonderful changes in Roswell. And then Jerry Wood is now the mayor, and he has tried very hard to keep Roswell historical, you know, and to protect property and all in areas. And I think he's done very well because Roswell is known now, you know, as a historical area, and the property has been protected.
But that's been only in the last 30 years or so. It wasn't true when she first came here, for sure. She and Luke were some of the elites then. It was not very cultural.
No.
More was in with the churches than anything else.
Right, and it was an agricultural area because all of my family were farmers.
So anywhere from when I came here Hawkins Ridge didn't cross over into Crossville at that time. Hawkins Ridge turned south and came in, by a block.
And it was a dirt road because it was my bus route.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkins Ridge Road was a dirt road 34 years ago.
And from there on to Alpharetta was Mansell Farm area.
Right.
All the way up. There wasn't anything but farmland.
Right. All farming.
That area has developed so much.
That was so far out from Roswell. You wondered, people moved to Crossville Road, and I'd wonder why in the world they went that far out of town.
So clearly it's changed tremendously and had a huge growth.
I've seen the malls develop, and that's been interesting. That has been very interesting to see the malls develop in the area and all of that.